I'm Rachel Gross. I am with AOL. I'm in their community relations and corporate events group based here in New York City.
I think that what you're doing on Friday is such a great idea, and I hope that other corporations will follow suit. Tell me what AOL is doing on Friday.
On Friday, as part of our 26th anniversary, we actually started the effort last year on our 25th anniversary, in 44 different activities around the globe in 34 different cities. We have over 3,000 employees on Friday morning hitting the pavement and serving our communities that we live in. We'll be doing a variety of different projects, from painting apartments for the homeless, mentoring students, helping in women's shelters, serving thousands of meals, visiting with the elderly, helping with disaster relief. And in New York City in particular, I wanted to talk to you about something that we're doing special.
All right, let it rip.
So on Friday at Grand Central Station, we are staging this massive event with our great partners from American Cancer Society, and they're in the business of saving lives by helping with education and early detection. And we are teaming up with Marcus Samuelson, who is a longtime Kitchen Daily chef and a really important friend to our AOL family, and Tony Rozier, who runs a cupcake business called Tony's Minis. You can check them out at tonysminis.com. And Tony was actually on Food Network's Cupcake Wars. And let me tell you, one of the most delicious bakers that we've ever, you know, experienced. Tony's cupcakes are delicious. And we're teaming up with these two fine gentlemen and tons of other partners that are helping us pull off the day. And we will be selling thousands of cupcakes to benefit the American Cancer Society. We'll be at Grand Central Station's Vanderbilt Hall. The sale officially kicks off at 11, but at 10 a.m., we'll be holding a press event with Marcus, with Jill Zarin from Real Housewives. We'll have the chief medical advisor from American Cancer Society with us, and AOL's Naughty But Nice Rob Shooter from PopEater.com will be there hosting the event. And we'll have a first taste. We're going to judge the cupcakes, select a winner, and our sales will start at 11 o'clock. We have an audacious goal of making $100,000, and I think we can do it. We're going to have hundreds of volunteers there helping us, and it's going to be quite a scene. Tony has created something, it's a limited edition cupcake called the Very Berry, and it's in the spirit of American Cancer Society's portion control and involving antioxidant ingredients in your baking. He has done this cupcake, and we had a taste of it yesterday. It is delicious. It's called the Very Berry, and on Friday, you can actually go to AOL.com and download this recipe, and let me tell you, I am not a cook, but I really do believe I could make this at home.
Wow.
It's light and fresh. It's a perfect summertime recipe. It's called the Very Berry Cupcake, so we want you to check that out on Friday.
You know, I have heard that this cupcake is very light, and you wouldn't think. I mean, a cupcake, come on.
It's light. It's delicious. It is almost three-fourths berries, and so by having cranberries, having blueberries, raspberries as part of the recipe, it really takes away, that's natural sugar versus putting lots of other baking sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. It's something terrific to make for your kids, you know, great to pack on those road trips that you'll be making this summer. So we hope you'll go to AOL.com and check it out.
It almost sounds like the berries hold the cupcake together.
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I am not a cook, but Tony is, and so thank God he did this and not me.
You know what? You keep saying that, but now you're going to have to be forced to try baking one of these, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, tell me about the culture within AOL that allows you guys to do this. You know, so many companies could follow your lead and do this, right? I mean, what is the thinking within your organization?
Well, our number one value as a company is to help people. And it's something that we have decided is very important to us. And so, you know, whether we're physically giving back in our communities or through the Huffington Post Media Group, writing stories that expose and put a spotlight on causes, or whether it's on AOL.com, and every single day, 365 days a year, we spotlight a cause that's important to our readers, that people are passionate about, and this is part of our culture. This is who we are, and I'll tell you, it feels really terrific to work for a company that puts such focus, emphasis, and appreciation on employees that give back.
I bet. Now, why did you choose to raise money for the American Cancer Society here in New York?
It is they're a partner that have been with us for many years. Mm-hmm. We have not only evangelized their organization, you know, through our various websites and properties of AOL, but also they have been a very trusted partner on the editorial side. They are an incredible organization, and Pat, I would say, unfortunately, there's probably hard pressed to find one person who hasn't been touched. Their circle has not been touched by someone struck with cancer.
Sure.
And it's a very important cause of our time. And having the opportunity to roll up your sleeves and give back to an organization that you know that the funds that, you know, we're going to raise for them will go to actual research, education, prevention, and how terrific would it be if in our lifetime we saw a cure for cancer. So Friday is just the beginning, and it's a great partnership with ACS. And if you want to go to acs.org and see some of their other programs and other ways that you can get involved, I highly, you know, encourage you to do that.
Will you be there?
I will be there.
Excellent.
I will have my monster gear on.
Okay. What does that entail, your monster gear?
Well, we have an incredible collection. Our brand is, we revitalized our brand about 2 years ago. If you go to AOLartist.com, you can learn more about it. But it's a collection of different artists that contribute canvases that help us create our logo and our identity as a company. And we partnered with an artist, Genevieve Gockler, and she created a very special orange monster for us. And this has defined our community service program, and it is a really spirited little guy, helps us give great brand identity to the spunk of the day, and you'll see orange everywhere. When you come off 42nd Street and you enter Vanderbilt Hall, get ready to, you know, feel like you're a monster too that day, but the good kind, the monster movement, the monster of help.
How can you lose with this? You not only see monsters, but eat cupcakes too. It's perfect.
It is perfect, exactly. And we're really hoping that if you can't, you know, make it to Grand Central for the day, if you go to monsterhelp.aol.com, for every visitor who posts an update from their Twitter account using the tweet button that we provide next to the variety of causes that we're going to be supporting throughout these 34 cities that we're in on Friday, May 20th, AOL will donate 26 cents in recognition of our 26th anniversary to the charity of their choice. So you can get involved if you have to stay in the office that day or if you're traveling. It's a simple click, monsterhelp.aol.com, and we are ready to give away $10,000 to a variety of different charities that day. So let's help them get that money.